And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we're talking with John Krogstrand. He's Assistant Executive Director with the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Of course, the big news there was the approval of six-man football to start next year, and it will just replace one of the nine-man classes in the process, and we'll get kind of the logistics of all this coming up. But John, first off, just in general terms, this six-man discussion has been going on for a few years. As I recall, I believe was administrators from Faith High School that initially brought it up, so it's not like this is something new you're looking at here.
Yeah, you're spot on. We've really had this conversation for a couple of 3 years now, and you're right, Doug Schauer, the athletic director out at Faith, was one of the ones that maybe spearheaded it, and really what it came back to was they were looking around in their unique situation of, you know, literally being at least 30 miles from the nearest schoolhouse, that a cooperative agreement was even in place or an option to be put into place, and their own numbers, not that they didn't have kids that weren't going out for football, but just flatly that they don't have the kids anymore. And with our population shift and everything, it was something that Doug was kind of aware of and wanted us to bring up. And I think the first meeting was maybe the 2016 football advisory meeting of athletic directors in March 2016. We talked about it a little bit. That November of 2016 football advisory, and it's just kind of been an option for discussion. I think we talked in 16, it would have been too fast to try and do it for the current scheduling cycle that we're in. You know, here first year of this year's schedule, here just this last fall of 17 and upcoming fall of 18. So really knowing that 19 was maybe the year to make it happen when we have that fresh two-year schedule to take a look at everything that goes into high school football in South Dakota, not just the alignments, but certainly your conference affiliations and all of those pieces to it. So, yeah, it's been an ongoing discussion, and, again, we'll continue to be one up until really January of 19 here when we do finally set classifications, alignments, and regions for all of our classes of football here coming up for the next two-year cycle.
Now, the state does have a history in six-man. The Claremont Honkers, I know, had a long winning streak there, I believe, back in the late 40s. In my hometown of Oldham, when they began a football program in the 50s, it was six-man, so it's not like we haven't seen it in the past.
Yeah, exactly. We've got that history, and even has maybe been rekindled a little bit by some of our counterpart states around us. North Dakota has it that's wildly successful. Montana has it. Wyoming has had it for a number of years. And Nebraska over the last 6, 7, 8 years has really seen it expand to, you know, where it was originally just in that western panhandle of the state, and now has crossed over and really even have one regular season game on the docket for next year where we've got Edgemont, South Dakota, that's going to play Hay Springs, Nebraska. And Hay Springs, by their division, is playing six-man football, and we've already let them know that we'd allow them to count that as a game just like any other regular season game. So we will even have a six-man game here in 2018 because of that special circumstance, but something that's not just even a trend, you know, that South Dakota had, you know, 40, 50 years ago, but has really even maybe reinvigorated itself in the last 20 years, especially in some of our surrounding states.
Yeah, and then one state I was going to bring up, because Texas, which is synonymous with football anyway, has a big six-man division. ESPN did a nice documentary on six-man football that aired last summer, and as much as anything, I think that's where I got most educated on the sport.
Yeah, and that's just, I'm actually the last few years been the chairman of the National 6, 8, and 9 Player Committee at the national level with representatives from all the states that offer some, you know, variation of 11-man football in that 6, 8, or 9 player. And really, I think it's been that same discussion, whether it's in a state as football mad as Texas or, you know, even in Alaska or a Maine or those other states that have taken a look at it, really has just been, we know that these schools are out there, that these communities are out there, that Friday night in football and the special atmosphere that brings, not just for the team itself, but for the school and the community and everything that really comes together on, whether it's homecoming or senior night or whatever, you know, postseason playoffs at home, all those kinds of things that are really cool. And if we've got a way and an avenue to allow our schools, teams, communities to get into that, I mean, that's really where all the support for this is coming from, is allowing that special Friday night atmosphere to continue. Like you said, maybe it's the Friday nights of Friday Night Lights of Texas, or right here in hometown South Dakota, where those options might be. Just allows our schools that are out there that still are existing and doing everything they can to hang on, making sure that we're treating that kid that's at that smallest school in South Dakota just the same as we would as if they're at an ESD or a metro school or one of our larger schools in the state.
You're talking with John Krogstrand with the South Dakota High School Activities Association about six-man football, potentially to make its debut next year here in South Dakota. Why don't you just give us a little six-man 101? Obviously, six guys play. Everybody's eligible. There's got to be a lateral, as I understand. You play on an 80-yard field. Just kind of take it from there.
Yeah, you really hit on it. It starts out on the 80-by-40 field. Usually you play 15-yard first downs. And the real catch to it is it's almost like a summer 7-on-7 camp type of an atmosphere, if you will, that so many of our schools and teams have played in here over the last few years, where the change being that centers may be eligible, you're playing 6-on-6, everybody's eligible, and again, that initial snap, whoever receives the snap cannot themselves advance the ball beyond the line of scrimmage. It has to be pitched off to a teammate for them to be able to then run, run or throw or whatever with it, or you can do some quick passes. You'll see some that will do, really exotic kind of rugby style. They'll do some direct snaps way out to a sideline and all kinds of different things. So it really is, it's a wide open game. But again, when you think about some of our smallest schools and the battles they've been fighting through, it's a lot of times just not having those linemen or those larger kids, and it really kind of neutralizes that size advantage that, some small school may be able to pull two or three kids, where the other one that they're lined up across from is putting that 100-pound soaking wet freshman out there on the ball. That's just not a good spot for anybody. This is a much more maybe inclusive game and allows you to make do with, again, maybe not having that size or that speed or so much of those things that we think inherently of football, but allow you to do some more creative, schematic, maybe even backyard football kind of things to allow yourself to be successful. There's still some teams that will try and play a little bit of a power game because that's the personnel that they have. But again, in general, you see a much more wide open game and certainly something that's maybe a lot more fun and interesting for that undersized or that undermanned squad rather than trying to find nine guys to put out on the field.
Then a few things that you just have to look at, and really this will be the schools considering it, decisions they'll have to make. And I guess first off is you might have a coach in place, but that coach is maybe going to have to learn a new game here.
Yeah, and I think the other positive to all of that is really everybody will be somewhat in the same boat on this, is that it's not like you've got a coach or a program or a team with 20 years of experience coming in. It's really everybody will be doing something kind of new, and just like a lot of things that we see, whether they go up from high school to college to the pros with offensive or defensive schematics, or vice versa, they come back down. Just that sharing of ideas and those concepts have been out there originally when six-man football had a chance to take a look. The South Dakota Historical Society has put together some things, like you mentioned, on that Claremont Honkers group, and six-man football historically in South Dakota. Some of it started just simply from a coach's clinic. They brought in a couple of experts in six-man football and pitched it, and a couple of conferences said, you know what, this maybe makes sense for us, and this is the way to go. So certainly we'll work with our coaches' associations, our officials' associations, and everybody to get that education piece out there to say, hey, here's some options or some different discussions, and certainly tap into, again, our neighboring states that have already seen a good level of success from it, and just kind of borrow some ideas to, again, put our kids in a spot to succeed and not just throw them out there, willy-nilly and truly be backyard football, I guess, but, again, a little bit more structure and schematics to it that we can borrow from some other states that have already been doing it and really has been historically done since the 40s and 50s when six-man football was really kind of introduced and has just kind of stayed alive in different formats across the country here for the last two decades.
And then to kind of go hand-in-hand with that, officiating crews probably going to have to get a little re-education there as well. And I guess that's something that I think you said you're kind of mulling around in your mind how that's going to work. Are there going to be certain crews that only can work six-man? How many guys are going to be on the crew? There's a lot of open ground there.
Yeah, you hit it spot on. There's just some differences with the game because of the fundamentals that really are something that we're going to take a hard look at here over the next year to make sure that our officials are in a spot to succeed. Again, there's some discussion about do you eliminate the umpire position entirely, because really there's no interior line play, which is what the umpire is always so focused on, is those two guards in the center. You know, now that that's gone away, does that spot maybe make more sense that you go four-man with a back judge, have the referee spotting the ball? You know, not as much field to cover either with the 80-yard by 40 field instead of the, you know, the 100 by 53 field. You've got some different things there that, you know, change a little bit from the officiating perspective that we'll work through and work with our crews on to get them trained up and properly ready to go. So a lot of changes there from that end, but again, I'm confident that we'll be able to, again, learn from what other states have done here in the past few years as they've implemented it and find really the best path to make it a successful experience for everybody in South Dakota and not just you know, a random flying by our seat of the pants, anything like that. It really will. We'll search it out, we'll flesh it out, and we'll find the way that makes most sense for everybody involved.
And then finally, you need schools to play. Without saying any names, I know there are a couple of schools in the Huron area that are definitely interested in this. Has anybody officially declared and say, yes, I want to move to six-man in 2019 yet?
I don't know that, at least to our office, that anybody has officially declared. I know there have been a number of school boards and administrators that have already met, and it kind of puts some preliminary, hey, if this goes, we're going to go. I'm confident that we'll see a number of schools, and really they're going to come from four different avenues. Is with the number being set what it is, basically any team that's in 9B right now could just say, hey, we're going to six-man because they're under the threshold. You may see some teams that choose to go their separate ways from a cooperative agreement to, again, maybe get, you know, four home games instead of one in a year and all those kinds of things. You've seen some schools that have thrown their hands up in the recent years and said, we just don't have enough bodies to make it work, to put a nine-man team together, but you know what, we're willing to give six-man a shot. So, you know, there have been a number of those here in the last few years where we've had those emergency meetings, you know, at the last minute with like an Andy Central, Dakota Christian, Highmore Herald a couple of years ago, Freeman, Centerville, Marty Indian. I mean, there's four or five of them right there that have kind of dropped off. Some have found homes and co-ops. Others have stopped offering football. And then certainly the other side of it is there's a handful of schools that maybe have never offered football before that will take a look at six-man football because, again, they think that that's something that's maybe feasible and realistic for their school district to be able to handle and to offer their kids and do it in a position that really allows them a chance to succeed and not just having a football program to have a football program.
And then that's the other thing, too. Is there a deadline here? I know you mentioned of January of next year when the alignments come out, schedules come out, but I suppose you need, I would assume you would need to have an idea by around the 1st of December or so who is planning to do this.
Yeah, really, our timeline with it isn't going to change too much from what we've done in the past. Usually about the end of October, early November, we send out notification to our schools to start getting us information so we can do the statewide football schedule for the 2 years coming up. And we'll kind of follow that same time frame there. Official enrollment numbers won't even come out from the Department of Ed until first week of December. So after that point, we'll actually know, okay, who really truly is eligible for six-man and who's not. For the upcoming two-year cycle, and then kind of the day of reckoning, I suppose, a little bit will be here in January of 2019 when we do have our board meeting, which is the one where we approve classifications for the upcoming two-year cycle, where we say that these are the enrollment numbers, and then with football specifically, we say which schools are going to be in those classifications. And really that January meeting will end up being key as we look at how many teams we do have into that division, making sure that it's truly feasible. But then also, you know, we really haven't through this process defined an absolution of, well, here's what our schedule is going to look like, here's what our postseason is going to look like. A lot of that will be based back on what those parts are that make up six-man football in South Dakota and finding a way that's really makes sense for those schools and those kids to compete in. And not just saying, well, here's our rigid format, here's what we've always done, and this is what we're going to force you to do. Really find a way to design it that makes sense And knowing there may be some flexibility there with doing some things maybe we've never done before with scheduling and postseason. But again, we want this to move forward, if it's feasible, in a successful manner. So leaving it open-ended and a lot of that discussion coming up in January of 19 will really help us do that and put ourselves in a position to be successful with six-man football, rather than saying, well, here's the terms that you have to agree to in order to make it work.
You know, and that's one thing I feel. You kind of kept it open-ended, by the way. We're talking to John Krogstrand with the South Dakota High School Activities Association about six-man football. Phil, you kind of kept it open-ended with the cap there for enrollment set at 40 boys, and that leaves a lot of nine-man eligible for this. And I think the reasoning was, as I understood it, you kind of set it high to see where you're at, and that's a number, that 40 number can always be adjusted.
Yeah, really it kind of came down to a couple, three different factors. One was we took a look at some of the other states in the country that have six-man football, and really that 40 number with our math, if you will, or our calculations of how we get to an enrollment number, that really blends well with what a lot of the other states do and really matches with what a lot of the other ones have done over the past few years with six-man football. So we were comfortable in that. The other side of it is really to just be as inclusive as we can. What's a little bit different than before is, you know, with all of our other enrollment numbers, like, for example, the 56 number for 9-man and 11-man, that's an absolute number, and that if you are above that 56, you have to play 11-man. And what we're doing with the 40 is a little bit more, okay, teams, we're going to consider everybody a 9-man football team until you declare that you want to play 6-man. So if you're in a situation where your enrollment is good and your, moreover, your participation in football is really good, there might be schools with enrollments that are even below 30 that choose to continue to play 9-man, and that's fine, and that's their choice. What we wanted to make sure that we did was that school that's sitting at 38, 39, that certainly there were a couple that had made indications to us that that's exactly where they were, didn't think they'd be able to play 9-man football going forward or have concerns about being able to do that. So let's include them and allow really your local school boards, your coaches, your administrators, your parents, your students, have that conversation here now over the next few months, see what is best for your community and make that decision. I really don't think that we're going to have, you know, schools that have 35, 36 kids on the roster all of a sudden showing up in six-man football, because that's not where we're at. That's not what this is designed for. That's not what it's intended for. I think what it does allow is allows those schools that maybe have a higher enrollment but have just struggled, whether it be competitively or participation-wise, to build up a program and to get some excitement back in the community again, or, again, those situations where maybe there hasn't ever been a program or there hasn't been a program recently to, again, encourage the growth of our sport and to recognize football throughout the state. We've seen, I think it's been in the last 10, 12 years here, where we've lost something like 15 to 18 teams in football. So those playing and participation opportunities have gone away for our kids. Our participation numbers in relation to school enrollment in South Dakota have held pretty steady, but we've lost these teams, and that's what's kind of cost our participation in football, maybe more so than anything. Hopefully this is a way to also address that and to get more kids back playing football and, again, all the special things that come with community building and school and everything, culture and climate that come with just having a football and having that Friday night lights and that homecoming and everything that goes with it together.
I'll just kind of wrap it up with this. I think back, you know, the state of South Dakota football seems like most years that's kind of on the front burner for anything your office handles. The last couple of years it had been a little more of the Sweet 16 formats that were introduced for volleyball and basketball. That's set. Now here we are back to maybe looking at a major change in football again.
Yeah, and I think really what we've done as a staff and with our advisory process, I mean, ultimately all of these proposals and all of these changes come from member school coaches or administrators on that advisory committee. You know, Joe, Dan, myself here in the office, we're really just kind of the facilitators for a lot of this and help, you know, move the conversation along and take it through the proper channels and make sure that everybody's voice is heard and that it's a good and honest discussion going forward on all of these all of these topics as they're out there. So I think, again, really the most part, everybody is pretty satisfied with where we're at in football, some minor changes maybe here and there that could be coming up. But, yeah, those major changes, I mean, really this shift here is one that, you know, if you look at historically what we've done with a lot of our changes, it's maybe been more focused on the top end of the enrollment schools, whereas here's now one that's focusing on the bottom end and the lower end. So, again, it's all part of our process, and it all really comes back to what our member schools have indicated to us that they want, and again, hopefully this is a change that reflects positively on our participating schools and enables more kids to be involved in interscholastic activities and athletics and gets people excited about it and all of those things that go with it. And what we believe certainly is our mission as an association to provide what our membership is asking for.
John Krogstrand, again, Assistant Executive Secretary at the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Long-ranging interview about the addition of six-man football in South Dakota next year. Could actually talk a little while longer. Lots of topics to cover with that. We'll take a break here. Come back. Big rodeo coming to Huron in a week. We'll have all the details coming up next on Dakota Sports KOKK.